Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Toilets to Titles. My name is Justin Stevens, and I'm back with you for another waiver wire episode. This particular episode is coming after the week four. We just closed out week four, Monday Night Football, Chargers and Raiders. Definitely not as good or as close of a game as you might want to watch, might want to see on Monday Night Football, especially when you have to stay up until midnight to watch it on a work night just so you can knock out a waiver wire episode for you, the Patreon supporters. So, but here we are. So week four is in the books. We're looking ahead for week five, and we have a list of some decent deeper dives, some decent waiver wire pickups for you to target for your week five lineups. I believe we're going to start getting into some bye weeks this coming week. If not, they'll definitely be really soon. I know that there's some week six bye weeks for sure. So definitely something that you need to start considering as you're starting to look ahead at your waivers and try to plan ahead for the future for your team. So a real quick rundown. Everybody on the team is throwing down names on a list. I'm reading little blurbs about why they are going to pick up those players this week in their leagues. And we have a 60% roster per ESPN site. The reason we use ESPN is because they are almost solely redraft, and that's mainly what the waiver wire is focusing on. If it's anything else, we'll let you know. Like today, we do have some special IDP, some defensive players that we're throwing in there for you. quick rundown of the show. On Mondays, Monday nights, this waiver wire episode, if you are a Patreon supporter, you will get this episode every Monday night. As soon as I'm finished filming it, I'm going to email it to every Patreon supporter that supports us at the $5 level or up. I'll talk a little bit more about the Patreon in just a second. Tuesday nights is the main show, so come back, check us out tomorrow night, somewhere between 8 and 9 p.m. typically. You'll see myself, John, and Nate giving you the main show, the main breakdown of the up-and-coming week in the NFL. Joe Knows on Wednesday night, followed by Dollars to Deuces, our gambling episode on Wednesday nights. That's 9 p.m. for Joe Knows review and preview of the NFL, and then 10 p.m. for Dollars to Deuces. Thursday night, 8 p.m., John is back for a dash of Dynasty, a dash of DFS. That's John and our boy Dirty Jobs, weekly DFS show. And Sunday morning, Cup of Joe, again with Joe back on Sunday mornings to give you a preview of the NFL and sometimes some college talk from the Saturday before. And then, of course, the Blitz on Sunday morning, 10 a.m., 10:30 traditionally, where you can call in, you can get us on YouTube and ask us for those start and sit advice. The Patreon that I mentioned just a little bit ago, very important that I throw that out there for this episode because, you know, our Patreons are watching. This one is going to be dropped, not like last week. Last week was only dropped to our Patreon supporters, and there are going to be several of those that we're going to drop in throughout the season that are going only to the Patreon supporters. So if you're watching this, you like what you see, you appreciate the work that we're putting in for this to try to get you these waiver wire pickups early, then you can always hit us right down there at the bottom. It says patreon.com/toilettotitles and send us that support. With a $3 per month support, you get into the Discord chat, the Toilets and Titles team. Every single one of us, all 13 of us, are in that chat. Then if you bump that up to $5, then that's when you get access, early access to this episode. You also get an entry to the Frankenstank League for the Frankenstank Listeners League for next season, along with the group chat. And then at $10, you get all that. And we add in the fact that your entry to the Frankenstank League now becomes a free entry into the Frankenstank League. You don't have to pay the $25 fee. You also get one-on-one roster analysis, one per month with anybody on the Toilets and Titles team that you want. Just give us a heads up. Let us know when you want to chat, and we'll video chat you, look over your rosters, give you some trade advice, whatever you need, some one-on-one advice, along with all the other stuff that you get with the $5 level. All right, so speaking of the team, I want to scroll that across the bottom. Those are all the guys that are working hard for you every week to bring you this information, so don't forget to to follow them on Twitter. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. That 5-star review on Apple is huge for us. We greatly appreciate anything you can do for us there. And then, of course, toilettesandtitles.com. That's where you can find all of our videos, our articles, and any fantasy football or NFL content. We have articles going out on a very regular basis. I'd say probably at least 3 or 4 a week, probably more than that. I'm not thinking of a few of them, but anyhow, let's get started with the waivers. Again, just like last week, I've got a nice little background here, if I can remember how to do it. All right, so we're going to talk about quarterbacks first. First and foremost, quarterbacks. You can see on the background there, I've got Sam Darnold. We've got Daniel Jones, Kirk Cousins, Jameis Winston. Those are our quarterbacks that we are all targeting for this week. I did forget to mention last week's successes. So if you were following along last week, this also includes guys that we might have told you to pick up the previous weeks that are continually hitting. As long as they hit every week, I'm going to keep them on this list. So over the last few weeks between myself, Richard, Joe, we have brought up and mentioned Cordarrelle Patterson. Cordarrelle Patterson, as of this episode, is no longer eligible for hitting big for us in the future because he's now finally owned in more than 60% of ESPN leagues. But he did have another huge week again this week. I'm talking big time game, 30 some odd points in most leagues. But anyway, I kind of took away the stats on this one just because you guys can't use him again. But I wanted to remind you, we did throw him out there and we have for the last few weeks. Taylor Heinicke, 10.2% rostered in ESPN redraft leagues. He was a top 5 quarterback going into Monday Night Football, and I didn't really see a performance tonight in Monday Night Football, even Herbert, that I think really would have pushed him out of that top 5. If he did, then he's still a top 6 quarterback. And Matt mentioned Taylor Heinicke last week. He wants you to have him on your rosters. Max Williams, John brought you Max Williams last week. He's still only 3.1% owned in ESPN redraft leagues. He was a top 5 tight end this week going into Monday Night Football. Jacoby Myers, 15 PPR points and a high-end flex starter for your week this week. I brought you that one, and he also is no longer eligible for the waiver wire picks in weeks moving forward unless he drops below that 60% again. Zach Moss was another guy that I touted last week. He was a low-end RB2 for you this week, so pay attention. Make sure if he is still available, there's still a few leagues, believe it or not, where he's still available. Guys, he's slowly taking over that starting role in Buffalo, just like I tried to say all offseason. A few of us on the team tried to say that all offseason. The Bears defense is still only owned in 20.3% of leagues. They were a top 5 defense this week. I'm the only one that mentions defenses on here, so that one had to be me, I'm sure. Dawson Knox, 20% owned in leagues. Had a huge week. Nate brought up Dawson Knox, Dawson Creek Knox. He's the second best tight end in fantasy this week. Steve mentioned Quintez Cephas for you, 7.1% owned, 12.3 PPR points in week 4. That was a really nice flex start for you if you flexed him. Hunter Renfro, that one was brought to you by John a couple weeks ago and Rich again last week. He scored another touchdown. This one tonight was the dagger in my heart in the Our Frankenstank Listeners League. In that league, when you lose a starter. They're going to steal a guy from you. This was the last week I could probably get a loss. So because after this, I think my team is just all downhill. So that one was rough. So Hunter Renfro, you dog. You killed it. Great job tonight, but unfortunately, I no longer like you. He was a mid wide receiver 3 and a decent flex start for you in most typical leagues, but in Frankenstank, he killed me. All right, now on to our quarterbacks for this week. Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is 18.3% owned. As a matter of fact, these first 3 quarterbacks are all guys that I'm mentioning. I'm going a little quarterback heavy this episode. Again, we're thinking redraft. In redraft, you're either most likely streaming quarterbacks if you're looking for waiver wire quarterbacks, or maybe you have because if you have a two quarterback league, most of these guys typically aren't going to be owned. So we're talking one quarterback leagues. We're talking redraft. We're talking streamers. Sam Darnold, 18.3% owned. Darnold is a top 10 fantasy quarterback in points per game right now, and he put up the best numbers for a quarterback in week 4 for fantasy football. He has 10 touchdowns. That's 5 in the air and 5 on the ground. With CMC out, he is the go-to goal line back. So Sam Darnold, you are the king for the week, and you're going to hit a lot of my lineups this week. Jameis Winston, 29.2% owned, facing the Washington football team this week for week 5, and that defense is surprisingly bad, really bad. Especially that secondary. So Jameis Winston, who loves to sling it, he's been a little tame the last couple weeks. I don't know what's going on there, but this is a real opportunity for him to break out again and have another huge game. Kirk Cousins, he is rostered in 52.5% of ESPN redraft leagues. He faces the Lions this week and will be looking to bounce back from his poor performance this past week against the Browns in week 4. Let's see. The other quarterback was Daniel Jones. Of course, Joey talked about Daniel Jones, and I wanted to bring up Daniel Jones this time too, but obviously as soon as I wanted to put him on the list, I got to go check Joe's team out first, because if anybody else is going to pick Daniel Jones to stream, it's going to be Joey. And sure enough, I was right. Not only is he calling him Daniel Jones, he's calling him Peyton Manning with legs. That's who he calls Daniel Jones. So he is currently owned in 32.5% of ESPN leagues. He says right here, "I warned you once and I won't do it again. If you don't have a proven top 10 elite fantasy quarterback like Lamar, Murray, Allen, Mahomes, etc., and I would probably venture to say it's more like top 6 because I see where he's going with this, but he's saying top 10. I mean, I totally get it. Then get this guy on your bench, or heck, even start him. He just put up 400 yards and 2 touchdowns on a tough defense, with the O-line giving him protection and DJ finally having legit weapons who are only now either getting healthy or worked into the O for the first time. His numbers are only going to get better, and your buddies are going to grab him ahead of you. As long as Joe Judge and Jason Garrett don't go back to stupid offensive schemes again, then that don't play to the talent their weapons provide, Jones' star should rise, or should continue to rise." All right. That was another mouthful, but that's all right. That was a good one. I really appreciate that one, Joe, and I agree with it 100%. Now, my green screen. We're going to go with running backs. This one's a little bit harder to see, but I'm trying to color coordinate these with at least one guy on the list. And until I can get Campy to make me a really nice template for these backgrounds, we're gonna ride the struggle bus with these. But I still like them. I think they're really cool. Plus, I really like the color purple. It looks good on me. So our running backs for this week: Latavius Murray gets the color scheme for this one. Damian Williams, Brandon Bolden, Khalil Herbert, and Kenneth Gainwell. Of course, it wouldn't be a waiver wire episode without the Kenny Gainwell. So let's go ahead and talk about Kenneth Gainwell first. Rich brought up Kenneth Gainwell for this week's episode. He said 24.6% owned and slowly starting to get more touches every game. Get him before he takes over the backfield when Sanders gets hurt. I don't think I like to announce that guys are going to get hurt, but I mean, I kind of see it with Sanders, and I see where you're going with it, Rich, for sure. Let's see. Khalil Herbert, speaking of guys getting hurt, he's Alex is saying here Khalil Herbert because of the injury to David Montgomery. Okay, so Damian Williams would be the obvious pickup here. But he also left the game in the fourth quarter with a quad injury. That's what Alex is saying. So Herbert could be the next man up. But I added in here a little bit later in the day, we got news that Damian Williams' injury was just a bruised thigh. So I don't think that that's going to be anything serious. I do think that Damian Williams is going to take the load for the next couple weeks. And he'll definitely be ready to be the starter for week 5 against Las Vegas. But that doesn't mean that Khalil Herbert is necessarily worthless now. Now he becomes a guy worth rostering in those extremely deep leagues where maybe a 16-team league or a 32-team league where it's extremely difficult to find guys that are going to get any playing time at all. Now Herbert potentially could have some decent playing time, at least in a backup role to Damian Williams. But since we're talking about Damian Williams, that's one of the running backs that I brought up. So I'm going to mention him. He is rostered in 10.2% of leagues. And like I said a moment ago, Ian Rappaport did state today that Montgomery's injury is just a hyperextension. Actually, I don't think I did mention that a minute ago, but it is a hyperextension. So that means it's not as serious as a lot of people had thought ahead of time, but most likely still going to miss 2 to 4 weeks. At least that's the timetable that I'm estimating based off of what I read about hyperextended legs in the NFL or hyperextended knees in the NFL in recent years. Most guys tend to miss about 2 to 4 weeks. So now, again, that's not official from the team yet, but it's still promising for Montgomery owners that Ian Rappaport is willing to announce that. So personally, I have a lot of shares of Damian Williams because I always felt that he was underrated as a running back. And even when he took the year off for COVID, I knew he would bounce back. He would find a home and he would bounce back. And now is his time to show that he deserves more touches. Williams had over 9 fantasy points before Montgomery even got hurt. So he was already getting some work in. He is definitely worth owning for the next couple of weeks at the very least. Let's see. Did I miss any running backs? Oh, yeah, of course. Latavius Murray, the guy that gets the color coordination behind me here. 34.2% owned in ESPN redraft leagues. I've been saying this since the Saints let him go, that he was going to be the next Ravens running back to have, even before they officially signed him. It's an obvious fit, and he's a talented back. The fact that he is still unowned in 65.8% of leagues simply blows my mind. Maybe now that Tyson Williams was a healthy scratch, so that in Harbaugh's own words, he could give Le'Veon a chance, and then Bell ended up with only 4 carries for 11 yards. Meanwhile, Murray still had 18 carries, only 59 yards, but still a lot more yards per carry than any other running back on that team. And he did also score a touchdown. So maybe now it'll be obvious to everybody else. Latavius Murray is the running back to have there. He's going to be the number one. He's the only constant, consistent running back to have in that offense. Like, now, we already know that Baltimore does not run the ball nearly as much as most or any other team in the league. And when they do, it's Lamar Jackson. He is the RB1. But if you're going to have, I mean, at least this way with Latavius Murray, you're getting a starting running back that's going to get at least probably double digits touches every single week. You can't pass that up when it's free to have on the waiver wire out there. If guys in your league aren't picking them up by now, they probably aren't going to pick them up. You may not even have to spend that much fab bucks to get them, even after this week. So it blows my mind that he's still out there. Go pick him up. Brandon Bolden. So Brandon Bolden, Nate brings up Brandon Bolden. And again, I'm really upset, Nate, you didn't come up with a nickname for him here. Brandon B. Bolden or something. I don't know. But he says, yikes, 1.5%. I can't believe I added him to this list. But if you got room, he's worth a wait and see stash with Jimmy White. That's James White. For those of you that don't know Nate, with James White on the IR, Bolden is the trusted vet in pass pro. He had 6 catches for 51 yards against Tampa Bay. He could be in for similar workloads down the stretch. Very good. All right. So I think that is it for my running backs here. Next, we're going to go with the wide receivers. Wide receivers, you see them right there. We got John Ross, Randall Cobb, Jamison Crowder, and Josh Gordon. So slim pickings this week, guys. I don't think there's a whole lot that the guys on the team are too excited about when in the way of wide receivers. Personally, I only threw John Ross on here for those extremely deep leagues. I don't really think that John Ross necessarily is going to blow up or anything. He's only rostered in 0.2% of leagues, and that's for a reason. But why not? There was a lot of hype about his speed when he first came into the league. He's had an injury-prone career. but somehow he still finds a way to have a job in the league. There's got to be a reason. He was given a chance to, or he's given a chance this week to finally try to wow the Giants coaching staff, which is something that wide receivers have done very little of for the Giants this season. And he did wow them. He had the opportunity. He took the opportunity, and he was able to perform. He had a huge touchdown catch, was able to show off that speed. So he does still have it. He's still got something left in the tank. So go get him for free now. Ride him on your bench. See what happens. Maybe he might end up being something for the Giants where he wasn't able to be anything anywhere else. Let's see. Randall Cobb. Feels good to be able to talk about Randall Cobb again in a relevant way. So glad he was able to go back to the Packers and hopefully finish his career there. 13.6%. Owned. He was 5 for 69 with 2 touchdowns against the Steelers, Nate says here. Nate also says he won't be scoring multiple touchdowns every week, but Rodgers obviously trusts him and will continue to look his way when he needs a sure set of hands. No doubt about it. They've got that connection. Alex brings you Jamison Crowder. Jamison Crowder, the Jets' established vet, slot wide receiver, returns on Sunday and makes a splash. We're stashing to see if the Jets are on the upswing after a tough start to the season. And, yeah, and especially in PPR leagues, we all know Jameson Crowder is a PPR monster. So even if they're not on the upswing and even if they do continue to struggle, they're going to have to throw the ball a lot either way, and you want the guy that's going to be targeted a lot. So he never really should have been dropped to begin with. And I didn't check. Actually, let me go ahead and check that real quick because I did not write down his own percentage. But he is currently rostered in 14.6% of ESPN League. So definitely well within that range. I can't believe that many teams would have dropped him or not held on and waited for him. But here we are. Josh Gordon. I believe Joe talked about Josh Gordon last week, and here he is again this week. I think he's just trying to remind you, hey, don't give up on the thought of Josh Gordon, a.k.a. this year's Antonio Brown, is what Joe says. Is only 18.9% rostered in ESPN League. Sick and tired of – or I think this is a question. He's trying to advertise this one like it's an infomercial. Are you sick and tired of getting burned by the other Chiefs wide receivers on your bench, along with other mediocrities like Jamison Crowder? So, ooh, that's kind of a shot there at you, Alex. He's calling you out on your mediocre wide receiver that you've accumulated, whose ceiling is no higher than your basement floor. Go big or go home. Get this guy on your bench. Mahomes will be throwing to Gordon this season. Okay, so he's confident that Gordon's going to step in. Mahomes is going to find him, and they're going to have this big connection. So, Joe, if you guys watch Joe, you know he's a cool dude. So, Joe, stay cool. Those are your two thumbs up for you. Let's see. I believe that's it for my wide receivers. Yep, I hit all those. What do we got next? We should have tight ends next. There we go. So my tight ends are CJ Uzoma, something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it, and I never really pay attention to the announcers on television when I'm watching games. Probably should go back and watch that one just to learn how to pronounce CJ Uzoma. But he is rostered in 0.7% of leagues. And I'm the one that brought up CJ this time because I talked about him a lot this offseason, and I hope you were listening this offseason, but I can tell by the fact that he's only owned in 0.7% of leagues that nobody did listen to me, just like nobody ever listens to me because I'm a nobody. But hey, here I am at midnight talking to myself about fantasy football, and I've convinced myself to go pick up CJ Uzoma in any league that I can pick him up in this week that I don't already have him in. And I do actually own him in a lot because I was confident. I can clearly see, let's see, where are we at here? It says he was Joe Burrow's favorite target. last season, especially in the red zone, for the first six quarters of the season before he got hurt. He's only had a few games to try to get back from his injury, and he finally came back. He finally had a game break wide open, and I have a strong feeling that he's going to continue to be heavily utilized. I mean, they were down T. Higgins. Don't get me wrong. When T. Higgins comes back, there's a good chance maybe Uzomah isn't as heavily actively involved. But I also don't think that they forget about him. I think it kind of starts to become a Blake Jarwin, Dalton Schultz type of situation where there's so much talent down the field that they're going to leave the middle of the field open for this no-name guy that's going to still get a lot of looks and a lot of opportunities. He was 5 for 95 for two touchdowns this week. He's not going to get two touchdowns every week. Most people are going to look at this CJ dude getting two touchdowns as a anomaly, as an outlier, whatever. They're not going to want to try to go after him. You're going to be able to get this guy cheap, except maybe in tight end premium leagues. Then people see touchdowns and they freak. But most leagues, you should be able to get him for free, or maybe even wait till after the waiver wire and pick him up for free off of the free agent market. So you're not using your priority on the waiver. But he is going to be heavily actively involved in that offense. So don't be afraid to pick him up. Dawson Knox. Rich doesn't want you to forget about Dawson Knox. Now, Dawson Knox was already mentioned by Nate last week. And so now Rich is bringing him up again because he had another great week. And also because, believe it or not, he's still under that 60% owned list. So let me double check on that because I don't see it on here. So let me check that percentage. Dawson Knox is currently rostered in 20% of leagues. And actually, I think he did write that. I remember reading that somewhere. Or no, I put it up top. Anyway, Dawson Knox, tight end for Buffalo, is now taking over that starting spot, and he's thriving in that role, especially after this week's explosion of 5 catches for 37 yards and 2 touchdowns. Again, just like CJ, he's not going to get 2 touchdowns every week. But if you're looking for tight ends, you're streaming tight ends, then you're going after tight ends with touchdown potential. And in that Buffalo offense, there's always touchdown potential for anybody that's a potential receiving option for Josh Allen. So he's the kind of guy that you might have just stumbled upon your set it and forget it tight end, and you're just hoping for a touchdown every week. He's not going to get one every week, but no tight end is going to get one every week. You don't want to keep jumping back and forth if you find a guy that has great potential each week, week in and week out. So go pick him up if you're tight end needy for sure. Let's see. What else do we got? All right, the special screen. This is the last screen of the night. I've got my team defenses up there at the top, the Vikings and the Packers. Then we're going to go over some kickers, Chase McLaughlin and Randy Bullock, and then the IDP guys. And those IDP guys are the special guys I want to bring up at the end here. And my name down there is covering one of them. I don't know how to fix that, but that's all right. It's all good. So defenses, I have down two defenses for you. I'm the only one that ever talks about defenses or kickers, so those are all me. So the Packers defense is they are rostered in 20.8% of leagues. They get to play the Bengals next week, who have given up the third most fantasy points to opposing defenses all season. They have finished somewhere between the 5th to the 15th overall scoring defense, depending on your league scoring format, each of the last 3 weeks against the Lions, the 49ers, and the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers against that Bengals defense should give the Packers defense an easier road when it comes to the game script and field possession. So I can see the Packers defense having a solid top 10 fantasy defensive week for you, for those of you that are streaming defenses. The Vikings defense, they are rostered in 16.5% of leagues. They play the Lions this week, and we move on. That's all you need to know about the Vikings. Chase McLaughlin, 17.4% owned, 6th overall points per game against and he's playing against the Chargers defense this week that have been very good against the run, or they haven't been very good against the run. Sorry. The Chargers defense has not been very good against the run. Now, that was an exception tonight against the Raiders, obviously. They played pretty well against the Raiders, but the Raiders were really flat. They came out not playing very good football, and their 3-0 record is kind of a mirage, and I think they were kind of exposed for that tonight just a little bit. Rich isn't going to like to hear that. I know he's going to give me a hard time. I'm sorry, Rich, but facts are facts. And when you're a Colts fan, I'm already too damn bitter to really want to try to sugarcoat anything for other fans too. So, but they're not great against the run. The Chargers defense is not that great against the run, and they play against Hunt and Chubb this week, who should eat. And typically that bodes well for kickers on the team where running backs have big games. So, just something to consider that the running backs have been, and that's why Chase McLaughlin has had some decent, solid games as a kicker this year. Like I said, sixth overall in points per game as a kicker. So pick him up, feel comfortable with starting him this week. Randy Bullock is only owned in 1.1% of leagues. Tennessee gets to play the Jaguars this week. Jacksonville are one of the worst teams in the league at, well, just about everything. So sign the Titans kicker for this week and enjoy reaping those rewards. Let's see. Got the defense, got the kicker. Now here's those special IDP guys that John brought to you. This is John, Coach Sheps. He is our IDP guy, one of our IDP guys. But Quincy Williams, linebacker for the New York Jets. This is what John has to say about him. He says, "This is for all of you IDP playing folks. Williams has become a monster for the Jets defense, and there's still a large group of people who have never heard of him. The past week, he had 10 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and a sack. Grab him while you can." He also says Andrew Wingard, I don't know how to pronounce it. You know I don't know defensive guys, but you also know that I can't pronounce words. Words are difficult for me. Andrew Wingard, safety for Jacksonville. Wingard is the 7th highest scoring safety in IDP right now and is still available in most leagues. The dude flies around the field and has a nose for the football. He's a point scorer. Let him score points for you. All right, guys, so that's pretty much it. That's all I really have for you for tonight in the way of the waiver wire. Don't forget to stop in and check us out again tomorrow night for the main weekly show. And good luck in week 5.